Log Talk Radio.
Wait, wait. Everyone, before the episode starts, Girl B-Train has an announcement. You see, it's a very special somebody's birthday today. Okay, so we're going to sing her happy birthday and hold her on mute for a very special reason. Happy birthday to Granny. Happy birthday to Granny. Happy birthday, dear Raider fan and Yankee fan Granny. She hates the Chiefs and Royals, Granny. Happy birthday to you. All right, start my music, monkeys.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality.
Alrighty, folks, it is the one, the only, good old B-Train. Thank God I did not work tonight. They gave me a Wednesday off, semantics, right? And also the birthday girl, Granny Hoaxster. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, B-Train, and thank you for the beautiful video message that you sent me this afternoon. I mean, earlier today, and, you know, thank you for the birthday song. And, you know, I just got done doing my podcast with Big Swing and Icon, and, you know, of course, they had to do a special birthday song for me, you know, and everything. So it's been an amazing day, fans. And my son, you know, he just absolutely died laughing when I played that video message that you done for me earlier today. And, you know, and, you know, just so you know, and I'm going to have to post a picture of this, one of my beautiful gifts that I got from a very good friend of mine today, because she knows I'm a Chiefs fan. And, you know, Woo! Where she got this, it was amazing. I mean, it's like a big drinking cup. I mean, it's awesome looking. I've never seen one like it. And I love it. And, you know, the guy that worked at the store where she purchased it at, he's like, well, is this a gift? And she says, well, of course it's a gift. She says, I'm not a Chiefs fan. And, of course, she's a Broncos fan, but that's okay, you know. But it's been an amazing day. Granny had breakfast with some really good friends this morning from the Moose Lodge, from our chapter. And my husband, he called me tonight, and he says, well, baby, I got to work late. You know, it's not too late, so I should be home in a little while. Well, he took me out for dinner. You know, we had a nice dinner at Rube Crib. So, you know, it's been amazing. You know, it's been an amazing day. Granny is very blessed, and I finally got caught up with all the thank yous for all the messages and phone calls and texts and Facebook messages about an hour ago. So, you know, it's amazing. You know, Granny is very blessed to have such wonderful friends. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. So I'm very humbled. You know, it's been an awesome day.
We're very lucky to have Granny, folks. It's because you know why. I tell her this all the time. She's a sincere person, and she means the best, because if she wasn't sincere, I'm a very blunt motherfucker, and I could have fired her. But, you know, here's the thing. Whatever we discuss, Resin, which we're about to discuss in my all-time favorite subject, today's subject is called the elitist syndrome. Granny and I know this syndrome happens to be with fans who have a stick up their ass and think their shit doesn't stink. And what better way, Granny, than to bring these people back down to earth? Because last episode, for some reason, we got so much hate mail on our Instagram. And it was hilarious, too. I was reading through it, and they were saying stuff like, well, you know, you just sound like you're just mad at the fans all the time. You're negative. And I'm like, no, we're just telling you guys don't be on your phones if you're at a wrestling show, unless it's an emergency or you're texting your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Be positive, yes, but let's be real, man. On Granny's birthday, you know, let's just say this. She's been a fan for years, and she's been to plenty of shows. When she and I go to a show, she may go there for a different reason than me. I may be there for a high flyer. She may be there for a ground and pound dude, a person that really gets the crowd going. Different flavors of ice cream is what I always say. Granny may say to each their own. But when you go to a wrestling show and you stand outside and you listen to the conversation and sometimes you join in, you hear the elitist. And you know who you are. This is not an attack on you. This is a wake-up call. When going to a wrestling show, Granny and I do not want to hear what is on the fucking dirt sheet. Okay? Let's clarify this. If you read dirt sheets, go ahead, by all means. But don't ruin it for every single fan who is trying to just, quote-unquote, enjoy the show instead of get wrapped up in the bullshit.
Well, you know, B-Train, I bring up something funny that happened on Attitude Era Live tonight, you know, which I was really humbled. I was very surprised, you know, because Big Swing was like, well, what's so special about doing a show on Wednesday? You know, and then all of a sudden, ooh, they play the happy birthday music, you know. But what was so funny is, you know, before we started the show, you know, Icon said, well, you know, guys, we may have this caller call in tonight because, you know, he was talking about, you know, how he was happy to see Kevin Owens, you know, saying, hey, I quit, you know, and we all know how the Icon feels about Kevin Owens, you know. Well, this guy, you know, messaged him or something on Facebook, well, I'm going to call into your show and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, he was. And so, you know, Icon says, well, you know, I challenge you to call into my show. I dare you to call in my show. Well, see, and that's what I told him. I said, oh, I wonder if that was that guy that called into B-Train's show and called B-Train a communist. But needless to say, the guy never called in. So we all knew that he was just scared or he was all talk and no action, you know. But I just thought that was kind of funny because, you know, Icon's like, well, we may have an interesting situation tonight. So,
wow, that's pretty funny, Granny. That if it were, and I'm not saying it's not, I'm not assuming, but if it is that puss bag who's probably been a virgin ever since he was 16, yes, folks, I called out that puss bag because here's the thing: you want to call me a communist on my show, and then call if it is you. And you want to go around to different wrestling podcasts? This is what I'm referring to, folks. The elitist. The ones that like to point out, hey, I'll do this. Put your money where your mouth is, kid. You want to message Icon and Swing? Boy, you know, you're barking up the wrong fucking tree, dude. There's three of them. There's Granny Hulkster. There's Icon and there's Swing. You fucking pussy. Call into the goddamn show and be a man and be like, well, this is my viewpoint and what's yours? You know, at least be peaceful with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Icon was like he was very nice about the whole thing. He's like, dude, you know, you want to call in our show? Call in. I'll be glad to talk to you. But did he call in? No.
No. Icon's a very reasonable man, folks. He will listen to you. Hell, man, we had difference of opinion on my show, but Icon, I respect Swing. And, you know, unfortunately, Swing wasn't there with us, Granny, to join the party, which, by the way, that episode got a grand total of 72 listens in one night. And then the next night it got 24 listens, so we're up to 96. That may not be much to some of you, but that, on average, that's a lot of fucking listens, people. Especially, Granny, guess what? To all the people listening in the UK, fucking love you guys. You guys are awesome. Latvia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and, of course, you bums in the United States. you know, I love you to pieces, but, you know, it's cool to have other countries listen to your shit. So, I just got to say, if that guy didn't want to call in, then what's the point of messaging someone and being a pushbag about it? That's kind of funny. Well, you know, Icon gave the guy an invitation, Granny, and he, like that dude who called me a communist, is this on?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to... The entire time, I was thinking of Triple H's old theme. Is this on? Yeah, hit me with a little Triple H. And I was like, oh, God, why did I just think of that? But, you know, Granny had her Vicky Guerrero moment, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, yes, I did. Like, don't make Granny
like,
mad.
Wait
you know,
a minute.
I will have to, you know, do something.
You know, and I was just like, excuse me, but if he stayed on the line, I'm like, so why did you just call me a communist? Do you know the meaning of that word? Can you tell me the definition of what a communist really is? But the point we're getting at, folks, is, you know, to get on the right track of things. Tonight's edition of Wrestle Radio, or not Wrestle Radio, Off the Rails Uncensored is special because, you know, Granny Hulkster is celebrating her birthday, and... You know, it's cool because she could have easily just said, no, guys, I'm just going to take a night off. And it would have felt weird. It would have felt really awkward without Granny on the show. And I saw the pictures on Facebook. She had a wonderful birthday. You know, it's really cool. You know, a lot of people appreciate her for a few reasons. And that's because, one, the number one, she's sincere. She is not, you know, bitey or snowflakey. You know, she's just... As New Yorkers, as we like to say, she's fucking real. You know, it's mostly if we call you fake, then you're a dead ass. Or, you know, I'm the patron saint of Felicia's bi, I don't have time for you. That's what we say to fake ass people. Well, not all of us, but we just say bye, motherfucker. Granny's not a flighty person. She likes to... You know, it's cool because she could have easily said, no, I'm going to take the night off. It's my birthday. But she got on two podcasts, yo. That's the cool part about her. She's a hard worker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this is like two late nights in a row for me, B-Train. You know, last night I helped print the bulletin for our Moose Lodge, you know, and I wanted to get it done. And so I was up late last night. Actually, I didn't get to bed till about 2:30 this morning, you know, and then up all day today and two podcasts tonight. You know, I did get a couple hours sleep this afternoon, but had to go out and take care of some situations. You know, there's a paper that I have to print out, you know, when I take my bulletins to the post office. Well, for some strange reason, our account got locked out, and when we called to get help for it, they're like, well, you're not the original person that set this account up. And I said, no, I'm not. But I said, I've been doing this for the past couple of years because that person no longer does it. Well, long story short, we had to create a brand new account. So we tried to get it. We finally got it up and going and tried to get in there to print the paperwork. And after making two more phone calls to the help desk, we finally got it created. They didn't have our permit number linked to the account. They didn't have our nonprofit number linked to the account. So, but we finally got it fixed after making several phone calls. So, you know, but, you know, it is what it is, fans, you know. And when you have a job to do, no matter what it is, you do your best, you know, and to get the job done. Well, needless to say, the bulletins won't go out too early tomorrow morning, but, you know, that's okay. It'll be done. And, you know, it just, that's the way it is. That's the way the ball bounces, you know, but hey, everything's good. You know, it's all good. But yeah, and of course my son, you know, when I showed him my birthday gift, you know, the Chiefs mug, he's like, he goes to reach for it in the sack, and he goes to pull it out, and of course, he's like, ooh, you know, because he teases me about Kansas City, you know, but hey, it is what it is. But I like my fans. Let me tell you something. B Train says he's going to send me a Raiders jersey and a Yankees jersey. You know, flame retarded jerseys. You know, so you know, Granny can't burn them. You know, but it's funny. You know, and telling me that I'm in denial and that I'm very confused wearing those ugly red and gold and white colors and the atrocious blue and white colors. Granny loves your B-Train. I love you, my friend. You know, so it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
I just, you know, it's fun, folks, because we're not the type of people that get overzealous about sports teams and that whatnot on a podcast. But there are some people in this world, like I said, the subject tonight, Granny, if you will, the elitist of the wrestling world. Yes, I am referring to fans that assume that their wrestling group is 10 times better because they have this guy or that gal, and I'll say it again. It's fucking wrestling. Get over yourselves. And the people who sit there, this could also come in the form of this, the elitist. This also is in the form of people who don't really have interest in professional wrestling, Granny, yet they go to a show. And this isn't just at Barclays. This is, I don't really like this. I'm just going because my daughter likes it. The fuck is wrong with you? You want to show up to a wrestling show, but you're lucky Granny's not there. She'd have smacked the phone out of your hand. You don't like wrestling. Then why are you there? Why are you here? That's like me showing up to a rugby match and not having any interest in it, but just, you know, okay, I think it's cool when a dude gets smacked upside the head because it reminds me of pro wrestling. You know how pointless that is? When you, that'd be like going to WFC and just doodling on your phone, you know, doo-doo-doo, text message, blah, blah, blah. Not active at all, boo-hoo. Like, come on. You go to a show to enjoy. You go to a show, you buy the t-shirts, you buy a hat, you buy whatever. You buy a title belt. Is it such a crime, Granny, for people to get off their phones and actually pay attention to the show?
No, I mean, they should. I mean, they should, you know. And we touched on this, you know, we touched on this yesterday. You know, it's like, hey, you want to take a picture, favorite wrestler? You want to videotape something, you know, it's okay, you know. But like I said, unless it is an emergency, I mean, you need to show respect. And respect is not earned. I mean, it's not given. You have to earn respect. It's not just a given thing. You have to earn it. And people that just sit there like a bump on a log, okay, whatever. I mean, if that's your cup of tea, you know, but you're not going to get my respect because you're not going to get B-Train's respect because we're there to have fun. We're there to watch a good show. We're there to watch some great matches. You just want to sit there like a bump on a log? Hey, go for it. You know, I just don't know why you take the time to come if you're not going to pay attention to what's going on. Why bother?
The other thing, Granny, that bothers me is I'll be standing outside a show like Revolver. And like I told you, I've said this multiple times that I'm going to bring it to the next level and not hide because this is my show, Off the Rails Uncensored. But let's be real, folks. Wrestling has turned into a political debate. And by political debate, I am speaking about the different turfs, if you will. Oh, it's a mark from WWE. The next person that I hear say that at a wrestling show, I'm going to blast your ass out the water. And here's why. I will not waste my time, you know, and it's like, well, you always say you're a former worker. Yeah, because I announced this on the show. I retired from being a manager because it wasn't too hard for me. It's just I realized, you know, there's a place for me in wrestling. It just isn't managing. So when elitists assume that they know everything about you and your position as a worker, this is what bothers me, Granny. They're like, well, how would, you know, there was a conversation that group of guys that I don't know, like, in Clive, Iowa, that we had outside before the show. And it wasn't bad, it wasn't good, but it just made me feel like these guys really don't care about anyone but themselves when they discuss wrestling. They sat there and completely obliterated WWE. And they're like, well, why watch WWE when they're just going to put the strap on Roman and this, that, the other? I'm like, you guys are talking as if you are – yourselves are in the business. Fucking quit doing that shit. And this is why I say, you know, elitists bother me, Granny, because they are under the impression that if they talk like a worker, then, you know, we can, you know, we're allowed to say whatever. That's just like the kid in the classroom that misbehaves and thinks he or she is not going to suffer the consequences. So I use that analogy because some of you out there are cool fans, and you're cool as fuck to sit down and have a chat with and just commiserate and just have a good time. Why can't there be more of you? I always get saddled, Granny, with the shitty fans, except for a few, okay? Like, I'm friends with Thomas Pacheco. I'm friends with Brandis Outlaw. And mad shout-out to Joseph Safakis and Michael Safakis. Love you guys. But, like, there's other fans, too, out there. I know y'all are out there. My only request is please stop acting like elitist. Even though I know I'm not going to get my wish, but standing outside of Clive, Iowa, Granny, was just, it was annoying. It was like being in a room full of people who believed that their version of wrestling was much better than what WWE was presenting or Ring of Honor or whatever. I'm just like, can you people just agree that wrestling is wrestling and that's that? Like, Granny, it was so unnerving to sit outside a venue and just hear the venom spew out. They're like, well, you're not perfect. I go, I didn't claim to be. But you know something? I have wrestling friends who don't care. If, you know, as long as they go to a show, and if they don't like it midway, then they have the option of leaving because they themselves paid for a ticket. But if you know, sit there and brag about paying, you know, $400 for floor seats, and then you walked out because you didn't like the way the flow of the show was going, okay, that's your own option, but I wouldn't brag about it. That doesn't make you any cooler than anyone else. I mean, that's the bullshit, Granny, that I was hearing outside of a Revolver show and also outside during Evolve show. It's like fans are more concerned about getting themselves over with chants than they are watching the goddamn show.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. You know, it amazes me what people do, what they say, what they do, how they act. I mean, it just blows my mind sometimes.
It's amazing that we have, you know, evolved wrestling fandom into chat room discussions on Facebook, and I'm just laughing because it's like, okay, so we're all wrestling fans, right? We tend to just agree that there's something that we all agree upon and we like wrestling. So I'm not understanding why there's such a barrier between a WWE fan and a Ring of Honor fan, a Ring of Honor fan and the Evolve fan and all that. It's like, dude, this is like back to the days when they had the territories. People just like, well, the territories. I'm like, okay, that's the Webster Dictionary version of wrestling. I want to hear the version that me and Granny hear, and that's, it's a show. Shut up. sit down and enjoy it or dislike it. Do whatever you want. But
yeah, I mean, you know, and I remember, you know, back in the day, I remember hearing many of my wrestling friends tell stories about the territories. You know, you had one territory, that's where you wrestled. You know, that's where, you know, you did your wrestling, you know, is in the territory. But, you know, we don't have a lot of that today. We don't have that today at all.
It's funny because a lot of us, we go watch wrestling and it's just like, I just talk about how I felt about a show. I just talk about, you know, I used to get wrapped up in the bullshit, but now it's like, okay, you know what? I don't care who's dating whom, or I don't care. You know, if it's in the news about wrestling, then yes, I will pay attention to it, but I will not dig into the fucking gossip and be like, oh yeah, okay, well, Randy Orton got busted for this, or Trish Stratus got arrested for that. Guys, there's such a thing as, you know, and the saying goes from the Phantom of the Opera, prudent silence is wise. Because if they were to dig into our personal lives, I'm sure you would not want to hear like what goes on in your own personal life. But, you know, it's up to you. I mean, you guys want to commiserate on people's personal bullshit? That's up to you. And then you exploit it because you're not so familiar with it. Like, for example, when Rob Van Dam got busted for smoking marijuana. And, okay, then people are making, you know, they're cracking jokes about Rob's habits, and you're just like, well, you know, folks, people are not perfect. And Rob, I've seen him wrestle outside of WWE. He still got it. Believe me, he still got it. It's just, you guys, what I'm trying to say is, the elitists tend to dig off a dirt sheet. And one of them, Granny's like, do you read Dave Meltzer? And I said, oh, I read Dave Meltzer. Nope. I'll read him right into the record books of being fucking annoying. And that is, when you ruin stuff for other people, and I said this before on the other podcast, when you ruin stuff for other folks, as in me and Granny, we don't like, you know, when people sit there and just not only ruin stuff, but they make it unenjoyable. And that's what I'm getting at tonight. You guys need to stop with the ideology that wrestling is all about the dirt sheets. And that's kind of where I think, Granny, some of these people get their information from, because I was told by one fan, they're like, well, how do you know so much about wrestling? And I go, that's funny. I used to be one. I may not know everything, and I don't pretend I don't, but it's more than just about yourself when you're watching wrestling. Do you enjoy it? Do you not enjoy it? Like, keep it simple, stupid. But if you can't keep it simple, stupid, the door is right in front of you. Don't let it hit you on. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. So, if you're gonna sit there and be an elitist, I'm gonna classify you as someone who has elitist syndrome. You know, plain and simple. Like, don't be negative about everything. Don't be cynical about a show, and don't complain. Granny, this is the number one pet peeve of mine. I don't mind the chance at wrestling, but if you're trying to get yourself over with chance, that's your own business. But that's another thing that we just like to do. Did you hear our chant? Do you know our chant got over? I was like, no, didn't care. I was too busy watching the show. You know, I don't know about you, Granny, but do we really care about what chant got started and what chant didn't get started?
No, because, I mean, you know, if I'm wrapped up watching the show, I mean, now Granny's very good at getting chants started, as you well know. I mean, I am very well known for getting a good chant started at WFC anytime, you know, so.
The other thing is, it's just like, Granny's also good at getting the fans to, you know, enjoy what she says to the heels, or, you know, she interacts, she's fun. She doesn't, like I said, she doesn't hesitate to be who she is, because if she did, you know, then that'd be very weird having just the normal Granny, or not just, you know, normal Lori Burt fan or whatever, wrestling fan. So it's kind of weird, you know, if she were to be that, but at the same token, be true to yourself. Like, that's the main thing that she always says, is be true to yourself, be honest with who you are, be honest with your intentions as a wrestling fan. You don't have to put on a show. It's like, this is what irritates me about this current generation, yo. And they're like, were you part of it? I said, no, not really. There's different generations, folks, believe it or not. What I mean is, do not turn your head after you say something to gain yourself attention. That's part of one of the symptoms of the made-up so-called elitist syndrome, procured by the Doctor of Insanity, Crazy Inc. Incorporated, a.k.a. Brian Rails' diagnosis, which I know you people are saying that's complete crock of shit. Yeah, well, you know. Here's what I'm going to tell you all. If you don't like wrestling, then why are you watching? If you don't, you know, if you constantly fucking criticize the shit, or you say that a company is better than the other one, then you've got the elitist syndrome. Congratulations. You've managed to ruin wrestling for people like Granny and I. You didn't ruin it to the point where we won't watch it, but you basically made it a point to stand outside a venue, not just at Revolver, Granny. This also happened when I was in San Antonio and at Barclays. They're like, oh, man, I wish Ring of Honor would come to Barclays. And I go, you're at it. I was like, you are at an event right now. Like, why are you – why do you have to make negative connotations about an event? Like, if you really wanted someone to pay attention to your conversation, you could easily talk on the phone. I mean, that's not distracting, isn't it? It's like, wow. I really hit the jackpot on going to shows, Granny, with people that are uber negative. And you know what I do? I put my headphones on, because I've given up on finding nice fans. I found one crazy dude from New Jersey who's really cool. He was really cool, Granny. Now, he and I, he used to be a referee. Hope you don't mind me mentioning you do. Oh, yeah, he doesn't. Michael. And we had a very cool conversation about, you know, wrestling. And he goes, because one fan made the comment, everything's a work. And I go, everything's a work? Can we rephrase that? And
wow.
Granny, nothing. I mean, he said that out loud, and I go, my instinct of hearing that word is, and I'm trained in my mind after hearing that. So I go, so was your birth a work, or did your mom just give you no brains?
Wow.
Because, you know, because here's my thing. If you're going to say shit like, oh, well, everything in wrestling is a work, really? Because when someone gets hurt, that's not a work. And when people say, oh, well, that submission maneuver that so-and-so did was... I say this nicely. Elitists who use terminologies and make conversation and turn around like someone's going to pay attention to you, those are just like the same people at Walmart that Granny and I walk by and say, okay, whatever. You can hang up, the phone from your imaginary phone call, or they put them on speakerphone, which was like, it was funny because one guy tried arguing with me, Granny, about, well, I'm not an elitist. I'm just a wrestling fan. Yes, you are a fucking elitist because you just said Ring of Honor has this amount of talent and WWE has a quarter of the talent. Maybe if WWE imported some of Ring of Honor, that might actually help them out more than Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I go, first of all, I'm a fan of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Well, you must be a WWE mark. See, the assumptions, Granny, is what I'm getting at. The assumption that I'm just a WWE fan? No. That ticked me off, and it was in my hometown. So I promptly said, if I'm an elitist, or no, if I'm a WWE mark, how does that affect wrestling in general? And he couldn't answer me. I said, you're giving me roundabout answers. All I asked is, how does that affect me as a wrestling fan? I'm a fan of wrestling. My friend back in Arkansas, she's a fan of wrestling. How does that affect her? She watches WWE. Are you going to rag on her? It's like this, man. If you watch wrestling, you make sure to make a point that you're enjoying what you see on your TV. You make it a point to see that you're enjoying it at the show. But don't sit there and say, oh, WWE has to have imports from Ring of Honor. Maybe they might actually have a prayer. Then why, Granny, it's funny, did he buy a ticket to NXT TakeOver if, in fact, he stood out there saying shit about Ring of Honor and he was trying to preach his case to all the fans? And I'm like, dude, I don't have anything against Ring of Honor, but you need to shut the fuck up. Because no one's listening to you, and we're trying to stand in line for NXT and just be like, if someone was bothering us, Granny, at a WFC, and they kept talking about, you know, random shows in Oklahoma and how much better Texarkoma NWA Mid-South is, or they would talk about, you know, how better CEW is or CWE or whatever, you and I would probably just tune them out.
Probably. I mean, everybody has their own opinion. And that's fine, you know, to each their own. I mean, as the old saying goes. But you have to, how do I want to word this? I just drew a blank of what I wanted to say, but that's okay, you know. I'll think of it here in a minute, maybe. But, you know, it just, and sometimes people, they claim to be a wrestling fan or they claim to know everything about there is about wrestling, but sometimes they have no clue. They don't understand what it's truly all about. They don't
get
it.
You know, Granny, yeah, you know, like this, and Curtis and I can tell you, we have two different viewpoints about gauging a crowd, you know, how many pops you get. It's hard. It's hard as a worker to get fans, you know, and they're like, well, you just said you retired. I said, no, it never fucking leaves you. You don't get it. Granny gets it because she's been around a lot of workers. She knows the mentality of us. It's hard now because fans think that, oh, yeah, liking the bad guys is the end thing to do. So must swarm to, you know, groups like Undisputed or, you know, the Villain Club or the Bullet Club or whatever. That's fine. You can be a fan of whatever faction you want, but do not fucking sit there and assume that every fan is going to be on board with what the fuck you are doing. Like, that gets on Granny's nerves. It gets on mine. You got to understand what she's saying is, when you're a fan, just be yourself. Well, no. We live in a world where if somebody dresses a certain way or somebody does something a certain way, like, you know, walk, you know, pigeon-toed or, you know, have a little slight birthmark on their forehead that you can barely see, but people point it out. There's certain things, Granny, that wrestling elitists do, and yeah, I'm classifying you as elitist. I don't mind the fact that Ring of Honor is, you know, white hot. I don't care. But, you know, I watch some of it. Granny may not. I don't hold that against her. But some people who go to the events are like, well, if you only watch WWE, then you can leave this conversation. Okay, bye, motherfucker. I've watched Ring of Honor since 2002. And the way that people have turned into, I don't mind it mainstreaming. I don't. What I'm taking shots at is when people believe that their fandom oversee or like completely overshadows everyone else's. And this is a wake-up call. We are all wrestling fans. We are all on the same playing field, whether we are WWE, Ring of Honor, New Japan, CZW, ICW, it does not matter. It's like Roddy Piper said before he passed. You know why we do this? It's not for the money. It's for the thrill of engaging yourself with the crowd. Now, let me tell you something, folks. When you're an entertainer, it doesn't matter if you're a manager, referee, or a wrestler. We do this shit for you guys. We don't do this shit to appease your dirt sheet, you know, fetish, okay? Which I think, Granny, is part of the problem. Dave Meltzer needs to be put in a hole and buried there. Why? Because when you have someone that works like Siskel and Ebert, and they work so hard to spoil everything, including WrestleMania 34, you little fuck, I spent almost $6,000 on WrestleMania alone. And it's not about that, but it is about the quality of fucking Mania was, Granny, it was fun. You know, Undertaker showing up and Shinsuke and AJ's match and all that Charlotte and Oscar emotional match. But if you're going to spoil results, I don't care if you do it for Raw or SmackDown Live, but don't give the elitist the fuel, man, which is, oh, this guy goes because the company direction, blah, blah, blah. Like, Granny, it bothers me that he gives these people basically the fuel. Hang on a second. Can you hear me, Granny? Hello?
Yeah, Granny? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you to sleep.
No, you didn't. You didn't put me to sleep. No, I was sitting here just relaxing and just thinking about, you know, just thinking about different things. And
okay. basically, folks, what I'm trying to say is, I hate the fact that there's a division between fans. That's all I'm saying, and I'm not assuming it's based off of what I've gone through, what Granny's seen, what I've seen. What we've observed online on Facebook and the groups that we are a part of, some of them, not all. It's sad, Granny. Like, I would like, you know, there to be peace between all wrestling fans, but that ain't never gonna happen. You know, if they say, well, that, you know, this is what it is, and this is how it is. That's, I gotta leave it alone. That's the best way to look at it, I guess. I mean, I always
You know, if we were all the same, B-Train, it'd be a pretty boring world out there, you know, if everybody was all the same. So I guess you have to have your positives, your negatives, your dislikes, your likes, whatever, you know, because like I said, it would be pretty boring if we were all the same, you know.
What I mean to say is, like, if we had a semblance of patience with one another instead of jumping to conclusion, instead of, like, to hear the words, do you know, like, what I'm saying, like, you hear the words all the time, well, this is how it is, this is how it's going to be, it's like, no. Why in the fuck does everything have to be a debate? Why? Sometimes it's fun. You know, like I said, Icon and I, we kind of had a disagreement. It wasn't a, abrupt disagreement where he almost left the show. No. It was kind of like what I was referring to about Alexa Bliss, facing Ronda Rousey. I basically stated my piece. He stated his. Why can't it be more like that in the world of wrestling instead of the bullshit that you hear, you know, outside arenas, inside arenas, and I don't care, Granny, about certain things that are discussed because I've learned to block it out. But when I hear the phrase, everything's a work in professional wrestling, no, it fucking is not. And I will tell you why. Right after, oh yeah, folks. You get into my head, because this usually is the portion of the show where I go nuts, where I have fun doing so. So jump into my skull and into my brain, if you dare. Dig it.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality.
All right, folks, this is the portion of the show where I go off the rails. Pun intended. So to continue the madness, this is what I'm going to do. I've basically been a wrestling fan since I, let's see here, 1991. I was 4 years old. My very first pay-per-view, Granny, was Survivor Series 1991. And I believe that's the one where The Undertaker debuted. How funny.
Yeah.
And I was the only kid in the audience that was not scared. And people call bullshit. Here's what I tell you. I didn't care for Hogan growing up. I didn't mind him. He was cool. But I was more of a kid who liked guys like Jake the Snake, Ultimate Warrior. My favorite was Roddy Piper. Because he was just loud and he had an accent. So, of course, I liked him. And he wore a dress. And I always found that funny. Yeah, a kilt.
I loved Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper was awesome. I mean, I loved Roddy Piper. He was a great wrestler.
What he said, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, in front of Chris Jericho, I cry. Every time I see that clip, when he said that moment, when the fans of the Garden went nuts, just for that moment, I felt like I was in the Garden for the very first time at the very first WrestleMania. My uncle went to that, Granny. It's funny, he used to be a cab driver, and I guess one of the people he drove to the Garden back in the 80s, they gave him a ticket to the very first WrestleMania, and that ticket is actually in a picture frame. So I told him the story of when I went to the very first NXT TakeOver, you know, and if I read some part in the book where Triple H said he was worried that he wasn't going to sell more than 5,000 seats because that's how many people showed up for WrestleMania 31. You know, at a live show in San Jose. So, folks, when you have cool stories to tell, don't hoard that over, you know, people's head as a competitive story. I'm not preaching, you know, to be like, oh, do this instead of this, but it's kind of helpful hints for you not to piss me off is basically what I'm saying. Or Granny, for that matter. If you have a story to tell, don't, well, this is, you know, my story and I, you know, believe this is better than your story, blah, blah, blah. Go blow it out your ass if you start talking like that to Granny or me, because we're not going to. She's more tolerant than me and patient than I am. So, but if you push her buttons, you don't want to be in front. Because trust me.
All I can say is don't push me back in a corner, because you get me in a corner, I'm going to come out swinging. And it may not be a pretty sight by the time I get done.
Yeah, so in other words, if you have a wrestling story, that's fine. You can share it with Granny and me. We're more than willing to answer your questions. We do. Damn it. If you're from the UK, you can stay on the line. Okay, you just want to listen to us. Okay, that's fine. What's your name? Your name is Kelsey? Okay, what part of the UK are you from? Okay, Bermuth. Okay, nice. What's up? Oh, you remember me bashing Paige. Yeah, that's because, folks, the one thing about you got to understand about me is back at that time frame, I am familiar with Paige's personal lifestyle, because, like I said, once upon a time, good old B-Train was a part of the original FCW with Paige. She did have her demons, we all do. So I've learned to let that one go. I bashed her, because I'm still going to bash her about this. When you are with a married man and you don't, it's none of your business to, you know, tell me who I can and cannot bash. But I'm going to tell you right now, Kelsey, I don't hesitate to tell things from my vantage point, and neither does Granny. So what's your point of me? I don't care for her. I think Paige is a good wrestler, yes, but her personal life is in the shits. Was in the shits, my bad. And at the time, the reason why I bashed her is because she comes back and all of a sudden she's being put up to the top. Like, that's really kind of why I went off. Because it's like, okay, you can see ring rust. You know, I saw a live show, Granny, in which Paige was involved with, and you make mistakes in matches, yes, that happens as a worker. Paige didn't turn around. She got drop-kicked by Sasha, and her shoulder separated. She went down like a sack of rocks, which is why, folks, she cannot wrestle for at least a year. If they're trying the Daniel Bryan story with Paige, that's funny, because it's already been done, and I don't mind, because Paige is an actual decent person. I met her in New York a couple times. I've also met Finn Balor on the street. Do I bash Finn Balor? No, not really. Okay, so does that answer your question, Kelsey? Okay, cool. Anybody else want to call in and just listen? Kelsey's still on the line, Granny. That's funny. Well, actually, she's
hello,
on the
Kelsey.
Instagram line.
Yeah,
she's
hello,
like, okay,
Kelsey.
So she's basically asking Granny, she goes, well, Granny, do you have any favorite UK stars that stand out to you? And if so, which one?
Well, I can't really think of any offhand. I mean,
she's giving me Wade Barrett, British Bulldog, Dynamite Kid. I'm like, okay.
I like the British Bulldogs. British Bulldog. I like British Bulldog. It was one of my favorites. Dynamite Kid was cool too. So you know.
She's asking about Wade
Barrett. I always like Matilda, and of course, you know, I love Matilda, you know, their mascot. So, of course, and Granny's an animal lover, so I love Matilda. So, you know, Matilda was pretty awesome.
Oh, you want to hear a funny story about that British Bulldog, huh? At Jake the Snake's Unspoken Word Tour, since Jake said that British Bulldog was being mean to his snake, Granny, You want to hear something funny, what Jake did?
It's hard to say what Jake Roberts did.
This is what happened, folks. So I was at the Unspoken Word Tour in Dallas, and Jake, oh, Lord, his stories about Hacksaw Jim Duggan are funny. But let's see. Okay, British Bulldog. Since the British Bulldog was being mean to Jake Snake, Damien was his name, which is even funnier. Jake decided, he goes, I fed that fucker chili dog after chili dog after chili dog after chili dog. And when got to the hotel, Jake says, I'd knock on the door. And you'd hear this farting noise. By the time that dog got done shitting and farting all over the place, he goes, the housekeeping came by British Bulldog's room and said, what the, you know, what in the fuck happened to this room? It's a bloody mess. And Kelsey apparently is laughing her ass off. Yeah, folks, this was on the Unspoken Word Tour. He also told a story, Granny, where Hacksaw Jim Duggan was supposed to accompany Jake to a strip club. And he, I bet you can't take a shower faster than me. And Granny, Jake the Snake put bouillon beef cubes and powder in Hacksaw's shower head.
Oh, my.
And then he said, I bet you I can. Ho. So Jake's laughing his ass off because he's at the strip club, you know, enjoying the women or whatever, you know. Puts his feet up and then he hears, you don't understand, man. I'm motherfucking Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake goes,
wow.
Yeah, there's also another story about Rick Rude. And Rick Rude wakes him up, Granny, of all things. Do you have a rubber? Do you have a condom? And Jake goes, he just looks at his phone, hangs up the phone. Then he gets a phone call at 4 in the morning at his hotel. Hello, Mr. Roberts. There's a Robert Rude that is calling your phone and is requesting bailout money. And to what do I owe the pleasure of this phone call? Well, we caught him in a restaurant breaking into a restaurant to steal saran wrap. Oh, my God.
Am I?
I see, I about died laughing when he told the story. When I can't go into it, folks, it's getting too perverse. But if you really want to check out Jake the Snake's Unspoken Word Tour, folks, so you can hear more stories about Rick Rude and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. It's funny because we were at WrestleCon, Granny, and Hacksaw was with one of my former friends who went with me to WrestleMania 32. And he was at his Hacksaw signing station. And he goes, yeah, we went to Jake the Snake's Unspoken Word Tour. Where is that slithering slime ball? Yeah, they're good friends, but it was funny to hear him say that. And Hacksaw just goes, well, look for that slime ball. Probably told stories about me again, didn't he?
Well, see, I have seen Hacksaw Jim Duggan on several occasions. I've had dinner with the man. I've met his wife. I met one of his daughters. I mean, he's so amazing. And he can tell you stories after stories after stories. I mean, he is absolutely phenomenal. I love Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He's one of my favorites. And we were at a wrestling show a couple of years ago. Actually, it was 2 days before my birthday, because I was getting ready to have my knee replacement surgery on my birthday. And we were sitting in the ballpark waiting for the, you know, everything to get going, and here comes Hacksaw. He's like, Granny, you know, and gave me a great big hug, you know, and it just, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to call him my friend. You know, I'm just, it's amazing. I love it, you know, and his wife was very nice. His daughter was very nice. I mean, they were just so, so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people, absolutely wonderful people. And that was a fun night, you know, and, you know, I was kind of scrolling through Facebook before I came on the show tonight, and I saw, you know, you always see those little videos, you know, or see those little Facebook posts like, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever, you know. I saw a video of my very good friend Americos at a WWE show facing Braun Strowman. And I'm like, so I shared it on my page, and I'm like, I so remember this night, because that was the night that I had my knee replacement, or that was the day I had my knee replacement on my birthday. And I woke up, and I was like, I saw Americos on TV, and I told my husband, I was like, David, wake up, wake up. I said, I know I'm highly medicated with pain medication, but I said, look who's on WWE. I couldn't believe it. It was so amazing. And that, I mean, you know, he wanted to face Braun Strowman, you know, and Braun Strowman, you know, Americos told me, you know, at one time I saw him at a show after that, and he's like, you know, yeah, he says, he came up to me and patted me on my shoulder and says, thanks for making me look good, kid. You know, I mean, he got thrown around like a freaking rag doll, but I mean, he did really well. I mean, he did really well against Braun Strowman.
It's one thing to see. That's what I like, folks, about this, is because you've got to have a positive outlook on wrestling. You can't just, you know, you cannot just sit there, like I said, and then commiserate a negative way. There's got to be a positive thing or something in your life. Otherwise, you know, wrestling becomes a debate. So Granny has stories, I have stories, like, you know, Granny, last night I was cleaning some of my stuff out, and I found the ticket stub from the very first NXT Brooklyn Takeover. It's kind of faded, but it's just like, cool. And some people are like, well, they said, well, when did you find it? And I said, well, here's my thing. I don't really care. I just find stuff, you know, to make wrestling enjoyable for me. Just like Granny finds stuff to make enjoyable for her. It's why I titled the show The Elitist Syndrome. Do you know why? It's because for those of us who are fans, that's what we are. Nothing else. We're not workers, we're not promoters, we're not bookers, and Granny said this. We're not perfect. We don't claim to be. And I'm just like, okay. What we're saying is, if you don't like the way certain things are run, I'm not saying you can't commiserate with any people that are like-minded. What I'm saying is, just enjoy the goddamn show. Just enjoy it. Laugh about it. Cry about it. Do whatever you want. But don't and I repeat, ever in your lives, please refrain from saying the following: I know the business just as good as anyone, because I guarantee you if Ric Flair was around, and I don't speak for Rick and I don't speak for any wrestler, if he was around, or Cody Rhodes or Kenny Omega or the Bullet Club or the Briscoe Brothers, I'd surprise some of you that I know these names and I'm not reading them from a fucking piece of paper. Okada, Kota Ibushi, Pentagon Black, Eddie Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero, no, if they, Eddie Guerrero was still around, but if Chavo Guerrero, whatever, Jack Swagger, so on and so forth. The point is that I'm trying to make is find the common ground, enjoy the show, shut the fuck up, and don't say a word. But instead, it's not saying you can't say a word if the show is really shitty, but what I'm trying to tell you all is Granny and I just care about the show. We're one of the, like, maybe few millions that sit there and actually pay attention instead of take a selfie on your phone, take, you know, that selfie on your phone and just be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I did really good tonight. I only was on my phone for 3.5 hours. But I got on the subway. These fans, they were, you know, they bought a belt. They were taking selfies. And I was like, okay, cool. Did you pay attention at all to the show? Well, I only saw like 30 minutes of it. Granny, I would die if I was at a show live and only paid attention to half hour of the show.
Oh, wow. You know, I just, sometimes people just, you know, with their actions, with their comments, you know, I've had people come up to me and ask me, why do you do what you do? And I'm like, I look at people like, what? You know, and I support my wrestling, whether it be independent, whether it be, you know, WWE, Ring of Honor, you know, I support my wrestling. And I support it every way that I can, you know. I have been told by people that I am such a joy. They enjoy watching me at a wrestling show interact with the wrestlers. You know, now, I've only been to one WWE show in my life, you know, and that's okay. Maybe I'll have the opportunity to go again. I know SmackDown is coming to Tulsa the 18th of September. I doubt if I'm going to be able to make it to that show, but I love doing what I do to help make it fun for the fans, to help make it fun for the kids that are there. You know, I can go back and forth with these guys. I mean, I remember a show that I went to in Arkansas, and all of a sudden I look up and I see this person peeking out from behind the curtain, you know, a little bit. Well, I didn't think anything about it. And of course, this was before my husband and I got married. We were just dating, you know, at the time. All of a sudden, this guy comes out. I mean, he's a big guy, you know. Woman, what are you doing here? What's my son doing here? Who's that man that you're with? And it actually startled me at first. I thought, oh, wait a minute, he's playing with me. I got to get in character here. Yeah, Granny's got to get in character. And I said, he's not your son, he's my son. He says, no, he's my son. Look at his belly, you know. And I said, well, first of all, Kino, I said, I am not your woman. You know, and this man that I'm with, he's my boyfriend. And there's nothing you can say about it. Well, I went to another show, and he's like, Red River Jack, I'm going to take your wrestlers, I'm going to take your business, and I'm going to take your woman. And he looked at me, and he looked at Red River Jack, he says, and he pointed at me across the room. He's, because I've already had her, and he's over there waving at me and making googly eyes at me and smiling at me, you know. And I'm thinking, dear God, what have I gotten myself into? I mean, it's just, it's so much fun, though. You know, I love it. I have so much fun.
Granny brings up a good point. You know what that point is, folks? Interact with the show. Or if you don't like interacting with the show, just make a sign. But don't. This is what peeves me. Do not sit on your fucking phones. Come on, you addicts. Man, there's life outside your phone. I'm 31 years old. Yeah, I'm on my phone right now for a podcast. But that's different. At least I'm not on, well, it's kind of funny. Granny heard a bunch of horn honking when I was outside. If that doesn't prove that I live in New York, you fucks, then, I wonder. Now, unless I live in a very bad part of Kansas, yeah, like they're going to honk the horns.
Well,
anyways, they might, but here's the thing. If I said, people kept wanting to get on my show, and I was like, no, I'm on my headset. I had to, like, mute it a few times and walk towards the actual Barclays Center. This was on before I lost my phone, and I had to use my aunt's phone in general because it was. I had to message Granny. I was like, no, it's a no-go for the show. And then my aunt found the show. So, folks, I did find a light at the end of the tunnel. But not all of my shows negative, by the way. But what Granny brought up the point, you know, interact with the show, meaning it doesn't have to be you get into character, interact. It could be make a sign, hold it up when they say, all right, Little Rock, Arkansas, WWE Raw will be going live in 60 seconds. Hold your signs, scream, shout, stand up, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't mean, you know, text at will, call. Granny, this is the hilarity of this. I was in Barclays. Someone during that time when JoJo announced that the show would start, that they would get on the speakerphone. I'm like, no, why? Go outside and do that shit. Like, why would you do that shit during the show? That's just rude.
There was another time where I was at an independent show, and Angel, I know you've heard the name Angel Medina, I'm sure, over the years.
Yes.
But there was a sweet little old lady, and he was making fun of her. And I stood up and I said, Angel, I said, why don't you leave that sweet little lady alone? And why don't you come over here and pick on somebody your own size? Well, at the time, I was having to use a cane because of my knee problems, you know, and this was way before I had both of my knees replaced. He grabs my cane, and we're doing like a little tug of war thing with my cane. So later on that night, after the show was over, he messages me, you know, on Facebook, and he says, well, he's like, well, Granny, thanks for making the show fun tonight. You know, it was fun. I enjoyed having a little tug of war with you. You know? I mean, and there was one wrestler. His name was Wild Wade Chisholm, big black guy, you know, big black wrestler, you know, and he was the bad guy, he was the heel, and he's like, woman, why are you always booing me for? I said, because I don't like you, you know. And he's like, well, and he looks at David and he's like, well, baby, he's not the man for you, I'm the man for you. And I'm like, whatever, you know. And I don't know what in the world possessed me to do it, B-Train. But I looked at him, yeah, and I stuck my tongue out at him. And he started to crack a smile, you know. And he's like, ooh, and he got all mad. He says, ooh, he says, you better sit down and shut up before I break that hip of yours. And I said, well, I'm waiting, you know. I said, go for it. I said, if you think you're man enough, you know. And these girls, they're like in the row behind us, and their eyes are like about as big as, you know, can be. And they asked me at intermission, they said, weren't you scared of him? I mean, I said, no. I said, he's just a wimpy baby, you know. No big deal. So he came up to me after the show and kind of put me in a like a little headlock type thing. He said, you know, Granny, you almost made me break character tonight. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, I don't know what in the world possessed me to do something like that. I just thought it'd be good for the show. You know?
Granny's like the hero. Like, she made me die laughing. Which is Malico. You better behave.
Magnificent Malico. Yeah.
Yeah, all the kids. See, everyone pays attention when Granny, like, speaks. It's like everyone, they'll drop what they're doing. You know, they'll put their chip out of their mouth, and their Oreo and their milk, and put it, you know, back in the fridge. And they'll look at Granny as if she's like, you know, the magnet. They're magnetized by what she'll say. And
it's kind of like the old saying goes, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
Yes.
I guess I'm kind of like that, you know.
You know, folks, I found a way to distract Granny. You know, here's the thing. If, in fact, you know, like I says, I was going to give her flame retardant jerseys. He trains just as crazy to do so. Now, I'll make it flame retardant. Hopefully Tommy Snow won't get up and, you know, burn the jerseys anyway, the jerkwad. But, you know, I love Tommy. He's a great dude.
Oh, I love Tommy Snow.
Like I said,
he's awesome.
If you hear the phrase boobies and he gives the heel purple nurple, Tommy and I go way back, folks. Let's just say that. He has beaten me with my own flask as a manager. He's beaten me with my own cane. And by the way, he's also beaten me with a chair. And he said, all in good fun, all in good fun. And I said, yeah, it must be fun for you. Anyway, so folks, it's Granny's birthday tonight. And it's cool that she joined podcasts. Why? Like I said, she's a very hard worker. She's extremely sincere. And as a fan, she knows, and I know, that some idiots and assholes suffer from the syndrome we, or Granny and I, have dubbed the elitist syndrome. Are there any pills to take for it? Yeah, it's called humble pill, and it's also called don't be a jackass pill. Now, you can get your prescription at your local Walmart, CVS, Rite Aids, Targets, any other pharmacies that accept you for being a dumbass. See, I love doing weird advertisements on this show. It's just, you know, here's the thing. If you don't have fun in what you're doing, it doesn't matter. Are you always going to be cynical? There's no need to be cynical or negative. Like, Granny, I figured out 2018 for me, and you, for that matter, may have been the year where, you know, I mean, Granny's always positive. Maybe she's not. Maybe she has her – we all have our dark days, but what I'm getting at is – 2018 was the turnaround year for me in wrestling. Why? Because I went to seminars? No. It was because on a road trip from Memphis to Kansas City, Kurt Gannon and myself, I had a point, Granny, where I just finally said, you know, enough, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. And that is, you know, I do enough for people in wrestling, meaning I take the time out to come from New York and I show up to these shows and I fly from LaGuardia all the way. And I said, I don't do this because, you know, for the money or whatever. I do this because I like wrestling. I like it. I love it. I had the realization that it was time for me to, you know, say, hey, I'm going to take a break. and step away. I told Uncle Bob, a.k.a. Brutal Bob Evans, that it's weird to step away, but I needed to do it. Because wrestling folks, and Granny knows this, wrestling for a worker who's been doing it for longer than 5 years can be very, very taxing. Mentally, you go through a point where anything anyone says will set you off. Anything someone does will set you off. And then you realize, hey, wait a minute. Why worry about that little those little tidbits and just focus on what makes you happy? So that's the point of my show tonight, folks, was don't assume, don't believe, just fucking do. Meaning, be a servant to the business, because the business could easily just say, oh yeah, fuck you fans. They don't intentionally do that. They never would. And I'm a firm believer, Granny, that Vince McMahon is not the sole purpose for the company failing sometimes. If you're an owner of a major company like WWE, do you think that it's going to be easy entertaining all of you? No. It's more or less, that's why Granny says, I'm not a promoter. I don't want to be a promoter, because she knows and I know. That's a very hard job. Yeah, I lash out at the show if it was crappy or not, but I don't ever say, well, if I was Vince McMahon, or if I was Triple H, or if I was Stephanie, or if I was, I don't even want to touch the base subject of Michael Hayes. That's a sore subject for another day. So I'm just going to say this, folks. Granny and I are getting tired. It's 1:53 over here where I live, and pretty sure it's close to 1 in the morning where you are, Granny, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, Granny and I have to get our beauty sleep, and I have to get the world's largest plug, you know, to stop Granny slobber, so, you know. I mean, folks, it is her birthday. Her slobber is going to expand past Antarctica, and it's going to make the glaciers grow again. So, you know, we can thank Granny for stopping global warming partially. All right, folks, enough of the semantics. If you didn't like what good old B-Train had to say, I got three choice words for you. And no, it's not I need to eat. That's four words. I need to eat. Yeah, four. It is the words of forget about it. Screw the bum socks, those fuckers. You ruined the fucking good run. Anyways, yeah, forget about it. And if you... Wait, I'm not going to cut the birthday girl up. And Granny, what you got to say, dear?
Well, and if you don't like what Granny Hulkster's got to say, what you going to do when Granny Hulkster runs wild and crazy all over you?
Dig it. Dig the madness. Join me as a solo on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays with Granny Hulkster, and occasionally after every pay-per-view, which is coming up soon, folks, Hell in a Cell. So join Big Swing, Icon, myself, and Granny Hulkster, 30 Central, 12:30 Eastern. Yeah, one more time so you all can catch it. I gotta sleep. Granny's gotta sleep. Toodles, bitches. Thank you, Granny.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
Dig it.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.